What's up, urban monks? My name is Ashley, and welcome to my podcast, the Urban Monk Podcast. Today, we'll be talking about a new beverage company called Proper Lemonade. This company was started by AK Thomas and Camille Hall. Why don't you guys start with telling the listeners a little bit about yourselves?
Okay. Hi, guys. I'm AK, and originally we started the company last year, really before it was ever even a company. I was just making the lemonade at my house because I was thirsty and I wanted something to drink. I was doing the keto diet, so I couldn't, have any sugar or carbs or any of that. And I just got tired of drinking sparkling water, and I wanted something like some juice. So I specifically wanted a lavender mint lemonade, and I went to the store to get the stuff that I thought was supposed to go in it. And Camille came over and raided the fridge, as usual. And when she tasted it, she was, just mind blown, like, what is this? And I was like, that's the lemonade I told you about. And from there, she kind of took some time, a lot of time actually, to convince me that this was something. But from there, that's kind of how we started Proper Lemonade.
So, Camille, what made you, I guess, be so intense about really pushing AK into starting this company?
Just kind of like she said, upon first tasting it, I thought that it was just absolute genius. She just randomly wanted a lavender mint
That's what I
lemonade.
wanted.
I've never even thought to, my mind doesn't go there. If I want to drink, then I'm going to think of something that already exists. So just the fact that, like she was, when she was telling me about it, I was pretty intrigued. And just upon tasting it, I just thought, oh my God, like this is extremely innovative. It tastes great. It's healthy for you because I know that she had used organic lemons. It didn't have any sugar because, as she just mentioned, she was doing a keto diet, and I actually have a sugar allergy or sugar food sensitivity, and so I can't have sugar in my diet either. So from that moment on, I was pretty much hooked. And for me at the time, I was, like just recently embarking upon or about to embark upon an entrepreneur journey myself. And to me, it just looked like the clouds kind of part the sky and like the sun came out, and it just made all the sense in the world. And as soon as I tasted it, I kind of was hooked, like in the same exact moment. And I just kind of saw like what it could be, or what at least I thought it could be, and just kind of ran with it from there.
Wow. It sounds like a long journey to get where you are, and I know you guys, are trying to like get the wheel spinning and get your product out there, not only here in Houston, Texas, but pretty much everywhere. So what made you guys really dig deep and sit down and pursue this as a business together?
After like she said, much convincing and pushing, I had kind of, felt like it was time for me to change. At the time, I was a teacher, which, I love teaching, but I could kind of feel like maybe it was time to transition to something else, and I didn't have anything, an idea of what else to do. So when this came, and really when we started doing a lot of things for the brand, for a business, anything like that, it just kind of, it was a lot of synergy. It was a lot of skill sets that complemented each other. When we're, gathering data and all this other stuff, I have a master's in music focused in conducting, but that's very research based. So a lot of people don't know that, but it's a gang of research. And so I know how to pull reports and, gather census information and all this kind of stuff.
Wow.
Opposed to Camille, who has a background in economics and finance and all of those type of things. So it was a lot of skill sets, a lot of tasks that had to be taken care of that it just fit well. It was a
Right.
whole lot of synergy between the both of us to kind of knock a lot of things out. So for me,
Wow.
I think that kind of was a big clue, like maybe we should be doing this for real. Maybe this is a business.
Right. I mean, speaking off of just like what you've said, AK, I would like to actually know what pain points you've guys experienced, and what sacrifice each of you had to make other than just, you know, quitting corporate or quitting your job to get this far.
Yeah, I think that the biggest pain point for us, and just to kind of like add on to what AK just said, upon deciding that we want to do this, she took a lot of convincing, but I was very aggressive, as I am with a lot of things. Once I tasted it, I just, you know, 0 to 100. And so for me, it made sense, and we'll figure it out all along the way. And when you have that type of mindset, you tend to romanticize and, you know, only think about like all of the good that it can bring, but not necessarily how hard it can be. And so we immediately kind of learned up front is that, okay, if we're talking about lunch and a beverage company, this is a very capital intensive, you know, company to start. This is not like a startup where it's tech based and it has an app and, you know, your labor may be free, but it doesn't cost anything to code. Right. You know, you just need a laptop, which most people do. However, to effectively launch a beverage, we want to be in stores. We don't just want to have a lemonade stand. And so that means that we have to be formulated. We have to have, you know, like all of these different approvals. We have to get product review, labeling. Our product is organic, so we have to go through the USDA organic, you know, like testing and process. And so that, you know, just I'm sure hearing that, you can probably just imagine all of the dollar signs that's attached to each one of those things. And so I think that's probably the biggest thing that we kind of learned up front is, or decided up front, is that if we really want to take this seriously, then we have to kind of spend money where we can, because we know that we're going to have to raise a lot of money. And so with that, we decided to put a lot of like upfront capital into our branding, our marketing, our logo, our website, our design, our brand story, really so that we could be a legitimate company, making sure that we got incorporated right off the bat, because if we didn't do all of those things, we'd just be two girls with a recipe. And that is not a company. And so I think like that's definitely an upfront sacrifice. And I think that, you know, you kind of asked about like as far as our individual careers, as I kind of mentioned, I'd already left my corporate job, but AK was very much still a teacher until about a few months ago. And so she's not only a teacher, but she was, you know, a choir director. And so she had things on the weekends, UIL, they have concerts to prepare for, they have after school things. And so I, you know, may have had a day or hours to read about the new subject or to think about how we want to do this. And meanwhile, she's worked an entire day. And so I think that that kind of speaks into just another like realm of entrepreneurship that people may not consider, is that you really have to kick into a second, third, and fourth gear to really get something off the ground.
Absolutely. Woo, man, that's a lot. A lot of technical work and a lot of brain power for sure. So I know you mentioned a little bit about your branding. Let's switch gears a little bit and kind of discuss, like, I guess the strategy. If you have an end goal, or what would be some insights about, you know, starting a brand and the strategy behind it?
Well, I guess I can start, and then, you know, Camille can piggyback off of it, of course. But I think that for branding, you know, we kind of initially had to know what we were good at and what we weren't good at, you know, the recipe, formula, you know, understanding the difference between, you know, ascorbic acid and citric acid. That's me all day. Camille, you know, paperwork, documentation, this, licensing, Excel sheets, all the things. That's her all day.
Right.
Brand identity, logo design, color scheme. No, not at all. So we had to definitely go seek out help for that. And just even understanding, just, you know, little research, just looking at other brands, other beverages, other companies, food companies, understanding how huge brand identity is for a food and beverage company. And I think that once we understood that, we kind of decided to outsource that and realized that we worked with a local firm, Proper Creative, and they were just amazing. Wow. With helping us kind of get a feel for what we wanted and what we, you know, what we did and didn't want, and kind of giving us some scope, you know, for down the line. So.
Yeah. And, you know, just to add to that, one thing that AK and I were very clear about, even when we didn't know what the end product looked like, we did know that we wanted the company to look right. like us. We wanted it to look right. and feel like right. us, which is, you know, we're young women, you know, we're millennials. This is an right. innovative product, and we wanted it to look like that. We want, you know, our customers to feel everything that we feel when, you know, when creating this product. And so just like she mentioned, we found some really, really great partners in that a marketing and design agency here in Houston, Proper Creative. They are just like us, you know, they're millennials. You know, they understand like corporate meets creative. That's one of their mm-hmm. kind of taglines. And so it really was a perfect fit. We consider ourselves right. really lucky just to have come up on them at, you know, like at such an early stage. But I think that was the biggest thing is, and if there is a tidbit, if you don't know how something looks, at least know right. how it feels. And if you know how it feels, then figuring out how it looks will actually be. Yeah. Yep.
Right. Well, I actually do like Proper Creative. I've actually worked with them on a project mm-hmm. while I was back in corporate. So they're a really good company. So shout out to them. I actually enjoyed their ideas in there. I feel like one of the best up and coming advertising and marketing boutique consulting firms out here in yes. Houston. So shout out to them. So, I mean, talking about entrepreneurship, branding, really digging deep, pushing yourself, balance and transparency between you guys as CEOs and co-owners of this Proper Lemonade brand. Is there any advice you like to give future entrepreneurs that are thinking about, you know, quitting corporate, quitting their 9-to-5, and really pushing and trying to find something that they're passionate about?
Yeah, I think for me, at least my bit of advice would be don't sell yourself short. You know, I've always considered myself just a musician, just a teacher, just, you know, just an opera singer, da, 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 da. But I think when I finally gave myself permission to be good at other things, when I finally, you know, gave myself permission to maybe not be defined by one thing, I was able to actually realize that I had a knack for certain things. And, you know, it didn't take me 40 years to learn something after I researched it, you know.
Right.
Yeah, just, you know, don't close yourself off or think that, oh, this is who I am, this is what I do, because I went to school for music and now I'm a CEO of a freaking company. So, you know, keep yourself open and, you know, don't be afraid to research the stuff that you feel like you don't know.
Exactly.
Yeah, I think that my advice kind of, you know, like goes with AK's advice pretty well, which is just look for opportunity. Yeah. Because for me, I have, you know, dreamed about being an entrepreneur, you know, always, you know, fantasized about the idea. Quit my job right prior to starting Proper, but, you know, have been involved with probably like 5 or 6 different projects over the past 6 or 7 years alone. And never did I picture, you know, being in the position that we are now, that the big thing, the big break, the big what's going to, you know, truly allow me to exercise all of that entrepreneurship would be Proper Lemonade. Had no clue, could not have predicted it. You know, there was no way that I could predict this. And I believe that, you know, we ended up here, at least I can certainly speak for myself, is that I was always looking for opportunity. Yes. That's why when I tasted the lemonade, immediately I'm like, oh, this is
money.
This is right. That's right. What she was saying. And I'm like,
this, oh, this money.
Right. No, she said that. She
right. I'm like, this is my grandchildren.
She said, we're going to profit off of this. And I'm, you know, right. I'm goofy. I'm like, I'm glad you like it, buddy. Not even.
Yeah, that was my exact phrase. As soon as I tasted it, I paused and I said, we're going to profit off of this. And and now it's growing into a passion, you know. Yeah. I think for the both of us, and neither one of us could have predicted this, you know, that we'd ever be passionate about lemonade or about beverages or about the beverage industry, right, or about product innovation. But, you know, I think that for both of us, it was all about, like, looking for opportunity. And I think the more you look for opportunity, the more you'll see it all around you. And you'll, you know, be able to kind of judge for yourself what's worth taking on. And for this, you know, for us, Proper Lemonade was certainly worth it.
Wow. Man, I mean, you guys are definitely goals for sure. And I'm hoping that you inspire a lot of people, especially millennials, to go out there and be bold and, you know, especially as women as well, mm-hmm, to do what you guys have done and achieved. Is there anything you like the listeners to know about, you know, that's coming down the pipeline or any celebratory announcements?
Yeah, what we will say is we won't give any exact dates, but you guys can really be looking forward to late Q4, so late 2019, but definitely Q1 of 2020. We have a lot of really interesting things coming. We've been partnering with, you know, local cafes, coffee shops, grocery stores within the Houston area, so we expect a soft launch pretty soon. And we're just really looking forward to providing an avenue for people to actually get their hands on proper lemonade, just because it's anybody that we let taste, that's all we kind of hear from them now. And even people who haven't tasted it, they're like, where's the lemonade?
Right.
You know, I want to taste lavender lemonade. I've never even heard of lavender lemonade. So we are really working to make that to become a reality for a lot of people.
Amazing. I mean, I just want to say you guys go out and support AK and Camille as much as possible. Definitely go follow Proper Lemonade on IG, and you could just go at Proper, P-R-O-P-E-R, Lemonade, uh-huh, L-E-M-O-N-A-D-E on IG. And you can also visit their website at www.properlemonade.com. Any last words, you guys, before we close this out?
No, just thank you. Thank you so much, you know, for the opportunity. This is really dope. We're really excited, and, you know, just really thank you so much.
No problem.
Yeah, we definitely certainly appreciate it.
No problem. It's all support and love, and, you know, you guys, hey, we go back. So
right.
I definitely want to support you guys, and hey, send me an invite. I'll be out there. I'll bring some people with
me.
We
got you.
And let's get you guys in Whole Foods and HEB out here.
All
you know what I'm saying?
All
so, but yeah,
definitely.
Basically, hey, you guys, let me know on Instagram at Fly Urban Monk your thoughts on this episode. If you have any questions or comments about Proper Lemonade, you want to find out how you can get your hands on some, definitely hit up their IG at Proper Lemonade, or hit me up and I'll forward you to them so that you can taste that lavender mint lemonade. You know what I'm saying? So you can always send me a message on the Anchor app as well with any questions or comments. Please don't forget to subscribe and follow me for more updates. Camille and AK, I appreciate you guys. You guys go out there and do your thing. You definitely got love over here. So, you know, just, you know, stay the course. And you guys, you got a bright future ahead of you.
Thank you.
All right, Urban Monks, I'm out. Stay peaceful, stay positive, and stay you.